Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Jeff and Carl and I think are all in the same place.
Oh, you too?
Yeah, I told you guys about this a couple of weeks ago when I started seeing the commercials, man.
What?
See the commercials for this three-wheel motorcycle?
Oh.
The Spider Cam. That's where I went to go test drive.
Is this Jeff, the Harley?
Jeff came. No, it's not a Harley. Jeff came in this morning and said that you were looking at one. And about 3 weeks ago, I don't know what I was watching. Maybe it was the basketball tournament. You seen these new motorcycles? They got two wheels on the front and one in the back.
Right.
Oh, I've seen the one. There's a Harley that's got two in the back and one in the front.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the trike. That's
right.
That's different.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Why are you even participating in this conversation, girl?
Nah, this is two in the front.
I'm a lesbian, honey. I know about motorcycles.
Save that. The commercial's been running all the time. I even got my wife. I'm like, come up here and check this out. And we went online and checked it out. It looks badass.
Man, if you get one, I'm definitely getting one. Let's go get one, Bert.
What's the name of it?
Two
in the front, one in the back?
And I don't even like motorcycles. Like, Stacy's way more into motorcycles than I am. But for whatever reason,
really?
This thing looks way safer than a regular motorcycle.
Yeah. Why? Why would it be safer? Because of the two wheels in front? Now, let me ask you this, though. If you are out there and there's dudes on real motorcycles, are they laughing at you because you got the ones with the two wheels?
Not on this one. Not the one that new. Bert's talking about. This one right here is the new.
It's new. It's fresh. It's the coolest.
The new stuff.
It's new and cool, so they're not going to be like scoffing at you like, hey.
Yeah, they will.
They probably will. You know?
Yes, they will, because they're like, you're not strong enough to keep this bike up.
But this one right here, though, this is just
cool.
This is just it. This is the new.
So Carla's...
The new makes it cool.
It looks so badass, though.
Oh, yeah.
Carl wants a motorcycle, and Jeff is thinking about a new truck right now.
We're handling things differently, though, because I drive a perfectly nice car. It's the first car I ever bought new. I've paid the whole thing off over the past, 3 years of the note or 4 years of the note. It's got like 95,000 miles. In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to see this thing roll over to 100. Mm-hmm. Like 100,000 miles, like I may actually have a little bit of a party. You know what I mean? Like the 100, mm-hmm. Like, well, I'll get the car and drive around. And 100,000, woo! You know, I know it's dorky, but like it's cool to me. So I, over the past few months, have been thinking it might be time for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to follow Clark Howard. I'm trying to do what he says, drive it into the ground, trying to be good. So I'm avoiding car dealerships.
Good.
The car show was in town last week, and I thought about going, but I intentionally made myself busy, so I didn't go. If I see new cars that are like in the style of car that I want, I don't spend too much time looking at them. I'm avoiding it so that their temptation isn't there. Carl this weekend thought he could... satisfy his temptation by going to test drive some motorcycles, thinking that would quench it.
Then it's over.
Yeah, that's like going to I'm just going to go look at the puppies. I'm just going to go look at it.
Just get it out of my system. Just release it. You know, just get it out for a second. Just ride and just, but no, it's worse.
Yeah,
now.
That's like women who go to the bakery just for the smells. No, you're getting the cookies and the cakes and you're going to eat the pastries. Mm. If you go in there and smell it.
So you want to put a down payment on that thing now,
don't you?
I'm
ready, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's funny because this past weekend, a buddy of mine, his wife asked me the same thing. Carl, what do you think? She just bought him a $500 watch, whatever it was. The one that he wants cost like $2,000. I'm like, man, you only left once? Get it. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford it and if it's not going to cause too much strife in the house, don't get me wrong. Like,
you say you only live once, but they'll cut your lights off once too, and that's not living it.
Do it.
Get a pair.
We have a friend that he has a guy that he works with that was in a motorcycle accident this weekend, is in a coma right now, which sort of deflated my excitement to Stacy about the motorcycle. Yeah, because it only happens one time. It wasn't his fault. Some Jeep Wrangler ran a light, didn't see him, went right over.
See, you don't need to ride that. If that's going to deter you, that won't deter me. I just don't plan on falling.
I don't think this guy did either. I'm fairly certain.
I don't think anybody gets on a motorcycle with the intention of tipping it.
No, I don't know why, but that still, to me, Jeff's just showed me a picture of this thing. It still looks like a grandpa mobile.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I think it looks awesome. It looks like a jet ski
on
wheels.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cool. Motorcycle riders will give you such crap for that.
To me, it's like,
look cool.
Your lady won't let you have a real motorcycle. That's what that looks like. It's like, oh, you're whipped. I see.
I'll put a tattoo on my neck so nobody does. That's a little tattoo, little Tyson thing over the eye so nobody gives you hell about that motorcycle.
What, like Smurfette or something?
Riding around with a knife in your mouth.
I mean, that looks like a fancy, what do you call it?
Little sidecar?
Yeah. Like, it looks like a fancy,
It still looks like Grandpa.
I'm sorry.
Carl, if you get one, I want to take it for a minute.
No. You get it first, and we'll see how much crap you get.
Hey, I get that. You take my my spider for a roll, and I'll take your new truck for a roll.
Yeah, I'm avoiding the trucks. Don't even say new truck to me.
This is The Bird Show.